Okay, so we're in Siman Kuf Tes, which is about the question of someone who comes late to davening and what they should do on the one hand in order to get Kaddish and Kedusha, and the pluses and the minuses of each thing. There's an interesting point that the Mishnah Brura writes, which is what happens. It's in Sifkat and Aleph. It's a Shema Tshuvas HaRashba, very surprising halacha. Which is, Vimrota Lotis Espalo Beazara, Chutzabesa Knesses Espalo, Vein Sarklahamtin. So we know that the Shulchan Aruch tells us, based off of the Gemara, that a person who comes late, so he can't just start davening if that's going to cause him to miss Kedusha or Kaddish or Baruch Hu or Amen of Akela Kadosh or Amen of Shemet Tefillah or Modim. So rather, oftentimes he's going to have to wait till after Chazar Shashat is over, and sometimes even after basically Tefillah is over, in order to start davening because of all the Kaddishes and the Kedushas and the like. So if that's true, we talked about yesterday, maybe the final Kaddishim are slightly less important in davening, presumably because those aren't mandatory Kaddishim. But nevertheless, oftentimes you're going to have to wait till you're able to say Shmona Esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, so then if you want to daven outside, then you can. So this is very perplexing. What does it mean you can't? So Rav Moshe writes that clearly this is talking about a case where a person's got to go. They have to get to work. They don't have this option of waiting to start their Shmona Esrei until after the Tzibor finishes davening. This, by the way, is Negros Moshe Chelek Dalid, end of Siman Samaches. So it can't be that Stamaze, you know, I have the option to go outside of Shul and Davin. That's clearly not right. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah, the Gemara says you have to be Mamtin. So what's the Mishnah we're talking about? So we're talking about a situation where a person can't just do that, right? He's got to get to work, let's say. And if he waits to start his Shmona Esrei till after all of the requirements that the Shulchan Aruch says, till after Kaddish and Kedush and the like, he's going to be late to work. So now he has two choices. He could either just start Shmona Esrei in Shul, against what the Shulchan Aruch says, or to go outside. Sometimes you'll have to start Shmona Esrei against what the Shulchan Aruch says for other reasons, like Shal Veres, for example, Mincha. If he waits till after, let's say, Kaddish at the end of Mincha to start his Shmona Esrei for Mincha, then he will have, it'll be after Shkia. So then even in Shul, you could just go ahead and start. But what about for this guy who's got to get to work? So the Mishnah implies better he should daven outside and not daven inside. Now, there's a number of interesting chidushim here. One relates to the sugya, which we're not going to do today, of mispal ma'achrei beis ha'kneses. And the Mishnah Berurah here is assuming that what he's doing over here of being mispalo be'azara chutz leveis ha'kneses is not a violation of that halacha, which is a discussion. But still, okay, so it's not a violation of mispalo ma'achrei beis ha'kneses. But still we have the question, but why should you do this? In other words, anyway, you're going to be mafsid kedusha. So what difference does it make if you're mafsid kedusha inside the shul or you're mafsid the kedusha outside of the shul? So it seems, you could say two possible explanations of what this might mean. Possibility one is that it's somehow more egregious to be mafsid the kedusha inside the shul than outside of the shul. Much like we say for modim. Modim, what's the primary problem with modim, of missing modim? According to Rashi, it's not because modim de Rabbanan. Rather, it's inappropriate for him not to be bowing while everybody else is bowing. So to some degree, not to the same degree clearly, but to some degree, not to answer Kedusha while everybody else is answering Kedusha is also problematic. So if you're outside of the shul, then that's not so bad. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. So better to daven outside the shul. since you're not going to be saying Kedusha along with everybody else, then to daven inside the shul. That's possibility A of what is motivating this psak. Possibility B is a different fart. It's that your chiyuv of Kedusha is less when you're outside of shul than inside of your shul. And we'll explain that more in a moment. So before we explain that, is there a raya to one pshat or the other? So I think there is a raya. The raya is from something that the Mishnah Berurah says later on, from the Pre-Megadim. The Mishnah Berurah over there says that if you already heard Kedusha, or you're going to hear Kedusha, like you know you're going to get to another minion to hear Kedusha, you already heard a Kedusha in a different minion, then it's okay to start. Or let's say I come to shul, and I get to Mincha a little bit late, and if I start my Shmoneh Esrei now, I'm going to miss the Kedusha from the Tzibur. But I already heard Kedusha in a different minion. I'm going to hear Kedusha in another minion. Then it's okay for me to start, right? Why? Because what's the reason why I can't start immediately so as to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kedusha? So here I was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kedusha, so it's okay to start. Now, if you hold of the first pshat that we said, namely that it's wrong to be in the shul and not participate in Kedusha, so then this wouldn't be true. It's still a problem. It's true, I heard Kedusha already, but how could I be davening and not participating in their Kedusha? So it must be that there isn't such a chisaron of not participating in the Kedusha because I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And it must be that the second pshat is right. So again, what was the second pshat? The second pshat is that the chiyuv Kedusha is less when you're inside of when you're outside of the shul. So what would that be based off of? So this perhaps relates to a broader sugya, also not one we're going to be able to do today, which relates to the nature of the obligation of tefillah b'tzibur, both with respect to tefillah b'tzibur, meaning to davening together with the tzibur. As the Mishnah Berurah notes, people make a mistake. They think that the whole Indian of tefillah b'tzibur is just the chab kaddish and kedusha and the like. That's wrong. Tefillah b'tzibur, which is something we're going to try to define in just a minute or two, is very important in its own right. Maybe the ikker, but certainly very important. Nevertheless, the chova of tefillah b'tzibur, both with respect to davening together with the tzibur as well as with respect to kaddish and kedusha and the like, is a very important shaila and debated. Is it something that's a chova? After all, the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to go 1 mil out of your way and 4 mil along your way in order to daven, which sounds maybe like it's a chova. On the other hand, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is something like yishtadel, you should try to do it, implying that it's not a chova gemura. So this is a big debate. It's machlokas achronim. But the pshat is that when you're not in shul, the level of chiyuv is less than if you are in shul. That's what this Mishnah Berurah is probably saying. In other words, not to answer Kedusha when you're in shul is much more problematic than not answering Kedusha when you're outside of shul. And therefore, better to daven outside. Now, you still have a different question, but what about, can't you just listen to Kedusha silently? And if you're in shul, there's a big maila, because I chop the Kedusha through Shomei HaKona. If I leave shul, then I lose that. So it could be that the Mishnah Berurah is saying, no, you'll get that either way. You could listen to his Kedusha of the Chazan and Biyotze that way through Shomei HaKona, according to Rashi, regardless of whether you're inside or outside. We paskin like Rashi, and therefore, anyway, you're going to get that. And therefore, all things equal, the better thing is to daven outside the shul than inside the shul. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Parenthetically, we just mentioned that we paskin like Rashi about that shaila, as you guys saw, it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. A minor ha'ara on that point, if you take a look at Tosfos, so the reason why we follow Rashi is because minag ikar, right? In other words, even though, you know, you could have gone both ways, and so minag ikar, earlier in the summer we talked about minag oker halacha. So here we have a slightly different idea that this is better. It's interesting that if you look in other sources on this topic, it says the reason why we can, like Rashi, what do we see again? I forgot. It's second.
Excuse me, could I ask you to remind us what Rashi says? I'm afraid
Rashi says you should be silent and be yotze through shomea keona to the chazan. And Tosfos objects, and he says, no, it's not shayach shomea keona over here, because if shomea is keona, then it's a hafsek.
Yeah, but doesn't Rashi only work if you're inside the shul so you can hear the chazan? If you're in the
you'll hear the chazan either way. Fila mechitza barzel, you're going to hear you're shaykh to be yotze that way.
If you leave the shul and you don't hear the chazan, maybe I'm missing something.
No, what do you mean? I stand outside of the shul and I hear the chazan. If it's not, it's not. But then it would be shver to say like Rashi. Like the Mishnah Brura. So perhaps the Mishnah Brura doesn't tell you this, but it could be that that's what he's holding. Right? Mishnah Brura doesn't tell you. But Lemaisa, since the Shulchan Aruch says that we hold like Rashi, so then it's difficult to say that it's better to stand outside and lose that shomea ka'ona than to stay inside, right? But okay,
that's fine. What I was thinking. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so back to here. So what were we talking about? Oh, so perhaps that's the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Good. Now, let's talk a little bit about this question of tefillah b'tzibur. And we have a question: what is considered tefillah b'tzibur? What do you need for tefillah b'tzibur? And this is a very interesting question, because if you look in the hierarchy that seems to emerge from our sugya and our siman, as the Bir Halacha and the Prima Gadim point out, tefillah b'tzibur is very low in the totem pole, right? We are going to say that Kaddish is more important than tefillah b'tzibur, and Kiddush is more important than tefillah b'tzibur, and even Baruch Hu or Amen to Akel HaKadosh or Modin, all these things. So if that's true, so first of all, isn't tefillah b'tzibur a very big deal? But besides that, then that would imply that if a person davens a long Shmona Esrei, even if they came on time, they should go ahead and not daven with the tzibur, so they'll get kedusha. Because if they start davening with the tzibur, they'll miss kedusha. And the Mishnah Berurah in the first Bir Halacha raises this issue, and he's really troubled by it, because on the one hand, it does sound that way from the sugya, but on the other hand, it seems inconceivable that someone with a long Shmona Esrei should always never start with the tzibur. So it must be that everybody agrees that you should daven, start your Shmona Esrei with the tzibur, even though that means kedusha. What about our Gemara? Well, the truth is our Gemara starts off with someone who came late. And likewise, the Shulchan Aruch, ha-nichnas leveis ha-knesses u'matza tzibur mispalalim. But if you're nichnas leveis ha-knesses and you were there on time and you said Ashrei with the tzibur and you started Shmona Esrei with the tzibur, then these halachos don't apply. Well, then the question is, why not? So one possibility is to suggest that's because over there, you were already mafsid the ikra tefillah b'tzibur, which means starting together with everybody else. But the ikra tefillah b'tzibur, which is to start together with everybody else, that actually would beat out Kaddish. But here, anyway, you lost that. So now, maybe this is the better option. So that is the Bir Halacha, as I said, addresses this question. And he doesn't spell that out explicitly, but we'll see that that he might imply that. So the question we're addressing now is, what is considered tefillah b'tzibur? So the first option might be that it's only tefillah b'tzibur if you start together with the tzibur. So there are a number of diukim from the Mishnah Brura that is the best form of tefillah b'tzibur, though none of these diukim definitively say that's the only fulfillment of tefillah b'tzibur. What diukim do we have for this? So first of all, if you look at the Mishnah Brura, Simen Lamed Vav, Sif Katan Lamed Hey, he basically says that. He says that the Ikra Tefillah B'Tzibur is to start immediately together with the Tzibur. And this is one of the reasons why he thinks it's a bad idea to do what some people do. He thinks it's wrong for other reasons as well. But some people want to chap the Amen for Gal Yisrael. So they say Amen to the Chazan for Gal Yisrael before they get up to Gal Yisrael. And then they sort of finish up the end of Mikamocha. They say Gal Yisrael and they start. So why is that a bad idea? So one of the reasons he says that's a bad idea is because then they're starting 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 seconds after the rest of the tzibur, and it's chaser in their tefillah b'tzibur. Yes.
Yeah, well, you're trying to find you from another Mishnah Brura. Doesn't anybody write black and white?
I don't think he writes black and white.
Doesn't he say that? You can't.
Okay, we're going to get to that. So let's start with that. So that's diuk number one. Diuk number two, which you're claiming is black and white. So there are two diukim in the first two bir halachas in our siman. The first one, again, addressing this question of why someone who comes on time should start on their own, start together with the tzibur, even though they're going to miss Kedusha. So he writes, Delav tfilas tzibur gemura mikri. The reason why I'm saying that's a diuk is because he doesn't say it's not tfilah but tzibur. He says, Lav, and first of all, he's unsure. This is all Batars Afshar. This whole Bir Halacha, he sort of says with a lot of hesitation, A. And B, he says, he doesn't say it's Lav Tefillah B'Tzibur. He says, Lav Tefillas Afshar, that it's Lav Tefillas Tzibur Gemura. So maybe it's not. So do you see from here that there's probably some Mila to starting together with the Tzibur at the same time? Yes. But you don't necessarily see more than that. In other words, he might agree that it's tefillah b'tzibur, even if you start a little bit later, or maybe start a little bit earlier. It's just lav tefillas tzibur gemura. And likewise, in the next bir halacha, he says a similar lashon, tzibur zet, or tefillas tefillas tzibur gara b'miktsas me'achrini, mishum deba b'emtza. Here he's talking about someone who comes a little bit late and are starting a little bit later. And he's saying it's, again, gara b'miktsas me'achrini mishum deba b'emtza. Gara b'miktsas, right? So this is not, again, he does not use a very strong lashon. He says lav, doesn't say lav tefillah b'tzibur. It's gara b'miktsas. So what do you see from here? What you see from here, what I'm saying is that there's a mila to starting together with the tzibur at the same time. That you probably see from the Mishnah Brura. But I don't think that there's strong evidence that if you don't have that, it's not tefillah b'tzibur. It sort of sounds like if you start a little bit later, it is tefillah b'tzibur, though it's not, you're missing out on something. The best mila of tefillah b'tzibur is when you start at the same time, but it's certainly, there's no evidence from the Mishnah Brura that it's not tefillah b'tzibur if you start a little bit late. And Rav Avadia and Yabia Omer Chelek Beis Simen Zayin writes that according to Rav Poskim, if you're makdim a little bit or you're ma'acher a little bit, it's still considered tefillah b'tzibur. Quotes Pri Chadash. And
what is all of it?
I'm sorry?
What does it mean?
So that's a good question. We could talk about that in a moment. And this is also a view of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says an interesting lashon. He writes, Vaha d'Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi in our Gemara, right, who says that, again, you shouldn't start if you're going to miss Kedusha. B'magia l'Kedusha. Hare, kevan sherov tfilaso tia ima tzibur, hu ketfila b'lachash gamur ima tzibur. So he says an interesting point here. First of all, he actually thinks, Rav Moshe's position is that when you do the Eitzah from the Rambam, from the Gaonim, to start together with the Chazan, that is not Tefillah B'Tzibur. At least if everybody else has finished their Shmon Esrei, it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur. And he brings a lot of rise to why he thinks this is true, as we'll see in a moment. But the Shoel tried to bring a raya for this from Yerushua ben Levi. What was the raya? The raya is that it's clear from Yerushua ben Levi that you should start as long, if I come late to Shul, right? I should start as long as I'm going to be finished by Kedusha. So maybe you'll see from here that it's not it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur when I say it with the Chazan. So therefore, I should start now. And maybe this also isn't Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Toch Dvarim, when discussing that point, he says, no, I don't think that you've lost out on Tefillah B'Tzibur when you start in the middle. Right? And what's his proof? How do I know? Because Rosh Tefillah Sotiyah B'Tzibur. Okay, they started already a little bit earlier. But since I'm going to finish by the time they get to Kedusha, clearly most of my Shmona Esrei is going to be together with the Tzvibor. And that's still considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Adam was asking before, what's the shear? So Rav Moshe doesn't tell you exactly what a shear would be, but he does seem to imply that if it's Rov, Tefillah So, and Matzibor, then that's considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. And he sort of brings a raya for that. What? You can't, everything can start at the same moment anyway. Is that really possible? Come on. Under normal circumstances, let's say, especially in Shacharis, so some people are a little bit behind, right? Everybody's going to start at the exact moment? What are you going to tell me? It's only Tefillah B'Tzibur if everybody starts Baruch at the same time? That's not likely. That's almost impossible. So Elamai, it must be that you don't have to start Mamash at the same time. Well, if you don't have to start Mamash at the same time, Moshe thinks, so what is the Gader? The Gader is Rov.
According to Moshe, let's say I have a meeting in Tzimtzum and a couple of people in Marach and Shema, can we just start Shema Esrei and let them, and we're in the middle of them.
Sounds like you would still get Tefillah B'Tzibur if Rov. Now, you might not, you might say that's still a bad choice because, first of all, we already saw there is a milah to starting at the same time, as the Mishnah Berurah says. And moreover, if it's a minyan mitzumtzum and you're going to only start chazar sashatz with the minyan, which is the Mishnah Berurah's recommended practice, so you're going to have to wait for them anyway. So you may as well wait for them now and chat the higher madrega of Tefillah B'Tzibur, then wait for them later. You're going to be standing around at some point. So maybe, assuming it's not too much of a hefsek, maybe better to wait then. But the point is, though, I think you're right, that if you don't do that, you probably still have Tefillah B'Tzibur, primarily. Again, I don't think Rav Moshe is against the Mishnah Berurah. I think it's very consistent with the Mishnah Berurah to some degree, in the sense that the Mishnah Berurah, all he says is you've lost some milah, you don't start at the same time. But the implication is it's still Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, another similar question, which we alluded to before, is when you do this Eitzah, the Eitzah of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and the Gaonim of starting together with the Shatz, so you could have Kedusha and Modim and the like, is that considered Tefillah B'Tzibur? Or no, I've lost out on Tefillah B'Tzibur regardless, but at least I'm going to chap Arayin Kaddish v'Kedusha, right? Or maybe I haven't lost on Tefillah B'Tzibur, but Kaddish v'Kedusha trumped Tefillah B'Tzibur, actually. That's right. In other words, I lost out on the Tefillah B'Tzibur starting together at the same time. And now I sort of have a choice, actually. I could chat Tefillah B'Tzibur, but lose Kedusha, or get Tefillah B'Tzibur and lose Kaddish v'Kedusha. And the halacha from our Gemara teaches me better to get Kaddish v'Kedusha and lose out on Tefillah B'Tzibur. Fine. That's true, but maybe if you do this Eitz, it is Tefillah B'Tzibur, right? If you do this Eitz, it is Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's the Shaila. So Rav Moshe vehemently argues that it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur. He has a raya from Tosos and our Gemara. The Diuk, I don't want to go into it too much, but the Diuk is basically, Tosos has its sad that this is already yachid. To do this is yachid omer kedusha. And Tosas says, no, it's not yachid omer kedusha. But the fact that Tosas even had such a tzad shows that this is a tfilas yachid. And then he says, but I'll bring you even Tosfos, maybe you could, that's not explicit, but it is explicit in the Rama. And Lechori is right. It's mivur in the Rama that this isn't tfilas tzibur. How do I know? Because the Rama actually tells you that this Eitzah in Sif Beis is not the preferred Eitzah. Aval lechatchila, the Rama says, lo yaschil ad achar sha'amar kedusha v'akel ha-kadosh. In other words, again, I have two choices. I could start my Shemona Esrei after kedusha, or I could start my Shemona Esrei together with the Chazan. What's the better choice? If I have time, start it after kedusha. Why? The only time the eights of starting together with Chazan is appropriate is like the Shah Overes. But otherwise, wait. But why? What's so bad about starting together with the Chazan? Because you'll have to say Nekadesh. What's so bad about Nekadesh? This isn't a time for this discussion, but it's a machlokas whether the Tzibur should say Nekadesh or not. Our minhag, which is the view of the Taz, most people seem to say Nekadesh. The Magen Avraham thinks that's inappropriate. It's not ideal, at the very least. So the Ramah is saying, well, since it's not ideal to say Nekadesh, and if you say together with the Shat, you have to say Nekadesh, so Memela, better to wait till after the Shat, after Kedusha to start. Or maybe it's not even after Kedusha, because then you'll miss Modim. So you'll have to wait till after Modim, and then you'll miss Kaddish. You'll have to wait till after Kaddish. But just so you could avoid saying Nekadesh, right? Now, if we're going to give up on Tzilu B'tzibur, this doesn't make any sense. But the Ramah holds, you've already lost Tzilu B'tzibur, regardless, for Fallon. Even if you start together with the Shabbos, it's not Tzilu B'tzibur. So Tzilu B'tzibur is gone. So therefore, since we don't like you to say Nekadesh, so better to start now.
Well, I'm very puzzled. What difference does it make?
Just one second, one at a time. Yeah. Yeah. Moshe, could you just wait? Go ahead.
Why isn't I'm stubborn so that fact repeats out Tzilu B'tzibur?
Because you could do it, right? Like the Ramah says, Shauveres. It's not like saying the Kadesh is impossible, because as long as you do Mila B'Mila, you're allowed to say the Kadesh. So if you're allowed to say it, plus you have Tefillah B'Tzibur, then that's what you should do. So it must be there's no Mila in it. Well, why would there be no Mila? Because there's no Tefillah B'Tzibur anyway. Now again, we should point out the Mishnah Berurah says the Elia Rabbah disagrees with the Ramah. We might not hold to this Ramah, especially because we say Nekadesh anyway. So we might not paskin like this Ramah. We might paskin like the Mechaber here. But regardless of whether you think you paskin like this Ramah or not, for the reason of Nekadesh, you see that the Ramah takes for granted that it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's the Raya, very strong Raya from the Ramah. Yes, Moshe.
So the Ramah is among those who hold, like the Magen Avraham, that you should not say Nekadesh.
It would seem that way. Now, so we have a Gevaldik Raya from the Ramah. And this is also the Psak of the Mishpitza of the Prima Gadim. It's a Prima Gadim Eshel Avram Nun Beis Aleph. And also over here, Kuf Tes Dalet. And Rav Moshe even wonders, like, the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim sort of misupik about it, and he says he thinks it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur. Rav Moshe is like, why didn't you bring a raya from the Ramah? Why didn't you bring a raya from Tosas? But okay. Rav Moshe thinks that these rayos are so compelling that the Buchacher, who disagrees with the Prima Gadim, it's a Pella. And there's a Chuvas Chassam Sofer against Rav Moshe. And he says it must not have been written by the Chassam Sofer because it doesn't make any sense. So that, he doesn't just say, I mean, he goes to the Chassam Sofer and he shows how the arguments that the Chassam Sofer say are nonsensical. And so it's not really the Chassam Sofer. It wasn't written in a main Chuvas Chassam Sofer. It's written in another collection. I don't know the details about that point, but he's what we have is a Chuvas Chassam Sofer. Could not have been written by the Chassam Sofer because this position is so ludicrous that nobody must have said it. However, Pashto says the Chassam Sofer said it. The Buchacher said it. That tshuva, by the way, is Ikros Moshe Chela Gimel Simen Tes. And according to Rav Avadia, Rav Poskim say it. Okay, so it's not so easy to say Rav Poskin. It's also the view of the Kapha Chaim as well. It's not the Mashmosa of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mashmosa of the Mishnah Berurah is probably a little bit more like Rav Moshe and the Prima Gadim. Though people quote Eidos that the Chafetz Chaim himself would daven with the Chazan so they wouldn't wait for him for Kedusha. But I don't know if that's a raya. Some posts can bring that. I don't know if it's a raya because he had no choice. In other words, he didn't want them to wait for him. He held that would be a tercha de tzibura. So, okay, so maybe it's mafsid tefillah b'tzibur. It's not a raya that it is tefillah b'tzibur. Maybe. Yeah. And so at once he held that he couldn't start together with the tzibur because it's tercha de tzibur. He didn't want to. So I don't know how much of a raya you could bring from that edus. Naniach that the edus is true. But that's that question. And maybe we'll have a chance to see some of those rayas. Another similar question, which we're not going to get into, is it tefillah b'tzibur if six people are davening? When six people daven, and let's say four people are just there, you could say Kaddish and Kedusha and the like, is that tefillah b'tzibur? Here too, Rav Moshe has three tshuvos in Chelek Aleph, where he argues that it's Chelek Aleph, Or HaChaim, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, and Lamed. And he says that that's not tefillah b'tzibur. One of his central arguments is that the din of rubo kekulo is never applied to a shir, right? Otherwise, like you can't say, I'm going to eat three quarters of a kezias on Pesach, and then it's rubo kekulo, so I ate a kezias. And this gets into the lumdus of rubo kekulo, but the shir for tefillah b'tzibur is asara, so therefore can't be that way. And others disagree. They say that too is tefillah b'tzibur. Yechav Adas, Chelek, Hey, Simon Zion, among others, thinks it is considered tefillah b'tzibur. Now, one of the interesting points that Rav Moshe says over there, just an important ha'ara, is he says, so what is tefillah b'tzibur? Tefillah b'tzibur is only when 10 people daven together, right? Okay, whether they have to start together or not is a separate question, but 10 people davening together. Now, he notes, interestingly enough, that from the Rambam, it doesn't sound like what he's saying. From the Rambam in Perek Ches, it sounds like actually Tfilah B'Tzibur is the Chazar Sashatz. How so? If you look at Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, he talks about how wonderful Tfilah B'Tzibur is. It's Nishmas Tamid and the like, and therefore it's a mitzvah to do that. B'chulei b'chulei, that's Halacha Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. And there he talks about Gimel, Milo, Tfilah Beis HaMedrash, fine. As long as, and Tfilah Beis HaMedrash is a Milo over Beis HaKnesses, as long as you daven Beis HaMedrash B'Tzibur. Then he says in Halacha Dalet, the Ketzad hi Tfilah Satzibur, Ye Echad Mispalel B'Kol Ram, V'Akol Shomim, in other words, Chazar Sashat, Vein Ozen Ken Pachos Me'asara, G'dolem, U'V'Nechorim, V'Chule, V'Chule, V'Chule. Says Rav Moshe, again, this is Aleph, Chav Ches. The Rambam, what did he just say? That Iker, what is tefillah b'tzibur? Chazar sashat. Now, first of all, if you don't like that Rambam, it's pashut that if the guy davens with the chazar sashat, it's tefillah b'tzibur, right? Against Rav Moshe. So, what's the answer? So, Moshe says, though it's true, sounds that way for the Rambam, it can't be that's the Rambam holds. Because the Rambam writes in a tshuva, this is quoted by the Kes Mishnah, the famous tshuva, it's in the Beis Yosef, also Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. How did chazar sashat originate? What's the evolution of Chazar Shashatz? Well, what happened was there were some people that didn't know how to daven on their own. And therefore, they went ahead and they instituted Chazar Shashatz for those people. So why don't we continue doing Chazar Shashatz? Rambam says, yeah, you know, we continue because they instituted that practice even when people aren't able to daven on their own. It's sort of like saying Kiddush in the Shul Friday night when there are no guests around or Main Sheva, even though we don't need that anymore either. So what do you see from the Rambam? If Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur is Chazar Sashatz, so then why do they only make Chazar Sashatz? Because Vamiratzim, and we only continue out Chazar Sashatz because you know, we started it already. No, it's the Iker. So it must be that's not what the Rambam means. He just means something else. Ayin Sham. And he acknowledges his Daichak. But that's what he's forced to say.
Doesn't Rav Basic distinguish tefillah bitzibur and tefillah hatzibur?
Yeah. So this issue is one of the sources for the Rav's Vart, and it's to address Rav Moshe's problem. And the Chassam Sofer also, basically, that tshuva that the Chassam Sofer didn't write, so in that tshuva Chassam Sofer, he says a similar type of idea, which is that there's two milos. Now, one of the rayos brought that you could bring, that the Chassam Sofer brings against Rav Moshe, is the fact that it says in the Gemara that the only reason why the Chazan says the Shemoneh Esrei silently at first is so shetes tefilaso sedura mifit. Now, if Rav Moshe is right that the ikar tefilah b'tzibur is the lachash, so then the reason why the Chazan says it silently to himself is so he could get tefilah b'tzibur. So Rav Moshe responds that if you look at the Gemara over there, that idea is only necessary according to Rav Gamliel, who has a different approach. According to Rav Gamliel, you could be yotzei from the shatz even if you're a chacham. But we don't pass in that way. We paskin the only someone who doesn't know how to daven on their own could be yotzei from the shatz. So therefore, you can't bring a raya from there. Anyway, much more to talk about this topic, but this is a very interesting discussion. Again, the only safe solution is to come on time to davening. Now, there's an interesting discussion as to, well, let's say I come on time to daven, but I will start late. What should I do? So there are those who say, and these are quoted in the Bir Halacha, that there are those that say that maybe you should start a little bit early. Start Shemoneh Esrei before the Tzibur. Now, the problem is you're not allowed to start Shemoneh Esrei before the Tzibur. That's clear. But they say that's only under normal circumstances. Everybody's going to agree, for example, you're allowed to start Shemoneh Esrei before the Tzibur if they're running late, Shal Beres. So here too, this is a very good reason and it's okay. And there are some Achronim who say this. And Rav Avadi even thinks in that tshuva that we mentioned that this might be the right thing to do. On the other hand, you could be medayek from the Bir Halacha at the beginning of our siman, not that way. Why? Because Bir Halacha and our siman, you know, is really troubled by this question. And he says, you know, it's okay to miss Kedusha because you're starting on time with everybody else and you chop the ikar tefillah b'tzibur, right? Well, if this was an Eitza, then he should have suggested this. Now, it's not a Raya Brura, but perhaps there's a little bit of a diuk that the Mishnah Brura didn't make this suggestion that he didn't think was right. And the reason would be either because you're mafsid that ikar tefillah b'tzibur, or because it's aser to start early. And therefore, this isn't such a good Eitza. Okay, there's a very interesting discussion, which we don't have time to go into, about Amen Yisoma over here in our Siman and Shulchan Aruch, but I guess we don't have time to do that. I also wanted to talk about, but I guess we don't have time to talk about that either, going back to their Shaila about Hilchos Shabbos, and also our Shaila about Bakashas on Shabbos, and also we never ended up finishing Kavod HaBrios, but what can we do? Summer's over. So the summer isn't over, Baruch Hashem. We should all start Chazara now. Baruch Hashem, we are Zochet to learn a lot over the last 6 weeks here, and it's been mamish a tremendous learning with you. And once again, I want to especially thank Adam for organizing this kollel and being Marbitz Torah in this way. It's as I said this morning in my thank yous and goodbyes, I don't have to do the whole thing again, but really for me it's tremendous learning, and it's really something I tremendously appreciate. And so thank you on behalf of all of us. And also to thank again Rabbi Dvori, tremendous chavusa, and so much of what I said, occasionally I said B'Shem Omro, but you shouldn't be Madai that all the other things that weren't B'Shem Omro weren't from him. Really, Baruch Hashem, it's not from him, from me, it came together from our learning B'Yachad, but I really want to thank him for that. And thank all of you, Baruch Hashem. It's been a tremendous, tremendous chus. And Be'ez Hashem, we continue. And again, I want to encourage myself, because I'm not good at this, to do Chazara. We zoch a lot, and also to finish the parak once we're at it. We did most of the parak. Not most of the parak in Dapim, but I think most of the parak in Sugyos. it's kedai if you can't finish the parak, but more importantly, to chazer what we did, so that we keep it. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should continue to learn and grow in Torah and Yerushalayim. So we don't have a minion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Adam, can Adam hear me? So hey. Thank you for helping me with the links and so forth.
Thank you for helping the links.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. Anytime.
Robbie Wiederblink, this is the last day of the summer kollel, but when is your next year?